Hey, I think I see a trainer coming this way. I'm gonna challenge him.
Wow, can we not? Pretty sure that's the new Pokemon champion. Yeah, definitely is. He has a level 100 Charizard. Also a level 100 Mewtwo. That's a genetically modified psychic cat, FYI.
Oh yeah, definitely gonna give this guy the old bug catcher 1-2.
Yeah, so his whole team is level 100. Meanwhile, I, a Caterpie, am level 5. I know String Shot and nothing else somehow.
Good thing I stocked up on a single bird heal. He'll never see it coming.
Wow, he has like 50 full restores there. Also a little unsure why you're just standing here and not training me. Or at least attempting to catch more Pokemon. You're allowed 6. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's it. Just walk in front of me, kid. I dare you.
Oh, hey, you could just not challenge him, right? That's an option.
Come on, a little bit further.
What do you say, pal? Just, like, go home?
So close.
He has 2 dragons. You have 1 caterpillar. Do not challenge him.
I challenge you.
Son of a Snorlax.
Enjoy the $27, sir. Wow, I really thought I had him.
Pokemon Center, please.
Oh, sorry, I just gave away all my bus money. I think I'll just stand here forever?
Mark, damn it.
Hey, and welcome to the Video Game Island Podcast. In this episode number 90, we take a look at 2 smaller released games, one initially for iOS and the other as a multi-platform PC game. The first featured game is Oceanhorn, Monster of Uncharted Seas. Oceanhorn, Monster of Uncharted Seas is an iOS game that's very much inspired by the Legend of Zelda series, most notably the Legend of Zelda Wind Waker. The game has since been released on PC as well. The first song is Casual Cave. This track is one of the cave dungeon-style themes in the game. It's not as tense as some of the other dungeon themes, and features a more relaxed overall sound with some mysterious characteristics. The second song is Sky Island. The Sky Island track features an uproar of inspiration and motivation thanks to its encouraging string opening and impactful melody. The third song is Town. The Town theme begins with a very warm piano opening, followed by a woodwind instrument which plays the main melody of the song. It's a very peaceful tune with some light touches of fantasy. And the fourth and final song is Sailing. The Sailing theme is the game's most ambitious song. The track is certainly reminiscent of the Legend of Zelda Wind Waker Overworld theme, but is still very much a song with its own unique characteristics as well. These 4 tracks are from Oceanhorn, and they're titled Casual Cave, Sky Island, Town, and Sailing. Thank you. next featured game is Deity Quest. Deity Quest is a 2014 PC, Mac, Linux, and Android game that tasks you with converting followers to gain power and become the overgod of the world Abaros. Composed by Chase Bethea, the game takes inspiration from the Pokemon series with both dungeon crawler and RPG elements. The first track is Onslaught. Onslaught is one of the more rapid and frantic songs found in the game. From 16-bit Genesis Mega Drive style sounds to more modern sounds, the track covers the whole spectrum, showing numerous inspirations in the process. The second song is Nimia's Alibi. This track features a very clean and straightforward opening that remains prevalent throughout. The song has a mysterious tone that's reminiscent of classic RPG cave themes. The third track is The Death of a Deity Part 2. Again, The Death of a Deity Part 2 also features a mysterious overall atmosphere. Classic snare-like 8-bit feedback sounds are featured in the track and work to build a tense and otherworldly feeling. And the fourth and final song is The Eccentric Ruses of Baudry. This track definitely feels a touch different to most of the other songs in the game. It has a prominent simple dance-style beat and an overall synthesized electro sound. Again, these four tracks are from Deity Quest and they're titled Onslaught, Nimia's Alibi, The Death of a Deity Part 2, and The Eccentric Ruses of Baudry. This episode's bonus track is the menu theme from Oceanhorn. It's a fairly lengthy song as menu themes go, and showcases quite a bit of variety. This has been the VG Island Podcast, episode 90. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to check out the site and all of our E3 coverage, predictions, and Australian and New Zealand E3 press conference times at thevgisland.com. Thank you.